The U.S. president was aware of a meeting in Trump Tower at which Russians offered to provide damaging information about his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. That's according to Donald Trump's former lawyer. CNN cited Michael Cohen as saying that he was with Trump when his son, Donald Trump Jr., told him about the offer by a Russian lawyer. CNN also said Cohen does not have evidence to back up his claims, but is willing to testify before special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller is investigating possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 U.S. presidential election campaign. Trump has denied having prior knowledge of the meeting. The American media and critics of Trump have said Russia interfered in the election to sway the vote in Trump's favor. Joining us live now from Indiana is Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us. It's interesting, isn't it, Mr. Jones, that even though Cohen has made this allegation, he doesn't actually have any proof to back it up.
No. What you have here is a house of cards. Mueller was appointed to by the deep state to destroy Trump. In order to do that, he will indict people who were close to Trump. He will interrogate them, and then during the course of the interrogation, they probably will lie, and then he will hold this threat of perjury conviction over these people to extort information that is damaging to Trump. That is Cohen's position. He's been compromised. He's now coming forth with tapes. There was a tape with Stormy Daniels. There's apparently no tape of this meeting, so it really is completely inconsequential. The big issue here is interference in the election. Let's be honest about this. What country has interfered in the election more than any other country in the world? It was Israel. Is anyone investigating Israel? No, because Israel is above investigation. Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in the United States uninvited by the president and basically campaigned for Donald Trump. Is anybody investigating this? No, it just, this points up the hypocrisy of this investigation.
So, Mr. Jones, I'm wondering, what is the deep state so against, why is it so against good relations between Russia and the United States?
Because the deep state earns a living by demonizing some country in the world. How do we justify all of this money that is being spent for a defense budget? Billions and billions and billions of dollars, which is unnecessary. Russia is not a threat, but they have to portray Russia as a threat in order to justify their own existence.
Very well, Mr. Jones, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.